This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson, and in this episode, we're talking about how you get what you pet. Whenever you touch your dog, you are teaching your dog. So keep that in mind every time you reach toward them. If your puppy has just scratched at your leg and whined, and you reach down to scritch him on the ear because, after all, they just wanted your attention, you meant to teach love. And what your puppy probably learned was, wow, whining and scratching at her causes touching, and I like touching. So I think I'll do more of that. And that is exactly how we get what we pet. There's an upside to that, of course. If your puppy comes and just stops sort of quizzically and sits, that's the time to touch. Touch them then. Then your puppy will learn, wow, sitting calmly? That gets me what I like. I think I'll do more of that. Anytime your dog is doing more of something you either like or don't like, something is happening that is teaching him that. Watch for the touching. It is a very powerful, but often unconscious, thing that we do. You're on the phone and your dog comes up and starts to nudge at you. You want to continue your phone call uninterrupted, so you just reach down casually and start to scritch him on the ear. Your puppy has just learned that nudging you equals touch, and you're going to get more of that next time you're on the phone. Once you start really understanding that you get what you pet, you're going to start catching yourself both touching something that you don't want to see again and skipping something that your dog is doing that's really wonderful. Sometimes in today's world, we reach for treats when we want to teach our dogs rather than touch. But don't ever undersell the value of touch with your dog. One of the reasons we got our dog is to be able to touch and connect with them. And one of the reasons dogs do so very well in our homes is that they love that part of life with us as well. If we reach for treats every time we want to teach, touch can become less important to your dog, but it doesn't mean that it inherently is. It means that we forgot that important part along the way, and we gave them a little bit of misinformation. If you want touch to be more important to both you and your dog, put the treats away for a few days and really use your touch consciously and gently to tell your dog just how pleased you are with them when they do what you want. I bet that you and your dog will really benefit from those few days. By all means, use treats. I use them all the time. But I also use a lot of touch. And I love it, and my dogs love it. If you have any question about this or anything else about living with your dog, please stop by mysmartpuppy.com and ask us. We're there to help. Until then, this is Sarah Wilson for the My Smart Puppy Minute. Go out and have a great week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.